All right, so ready for a really special deep dive today.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So today we're going to be looking at this book called Her Name is Magnolia
Okay.
by John Walker. And it's interesting because it's kind of a biography, but he uses this really unique approach.
Yeah, what's the approach?
Well, it's not like a traditional biography, like just dates and facts and things.
Right.
But instead, the whole book uses the magnolia flower as like a metaphor
Oh, wow.
to help you understand the woman he's talking about, the woman who the book is about.
That's fascinating. So how does that actually work? I'm curious.
Yeah, so like throughout the book, he's constantly comparing her qualities to parts of the flower.
Okay.
Like he says, her purity, kindness, and inner strength were like, the petals of the magnolia and how fragrant they are.
I see
Instead
it.
of just saying like she was a kind person,
Right.
he's showing you that kindness through like the image of the flower. So I want to get your take on this. I mean, what do you think about using something like a flower, magnolia?
Well, I think it's really clever
Yeah.
because it's about making that like emotional connection with the reader, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all kind of have these feelings already about magnolias. Like,
Yeah.
we think of grace and strength and beauty, resilient, they can really withstand a lot. So,
Yeah.
by connecting those same feelings to this woman,
Yeah.
it helps us kind of like grasp who she was in a different way.
Absolutely. And it's not just the big picture stuff either.
Yeah.
Like Walker, the author, he really zooms in on these,
Okay,
like
enough sauce.
smaller details too. Like he'll talk about her gentle touch or the way that she faced challenges, without complaining, like with this quiet resilience, and even compares that to how a magnolia can withstand, bad weather.
I see that. That's a good point. Yeah.
So it's not just like who she was like on paper. It's more like how she moved through the world, how she treated people.
Right.
And that's where like the metaphor really gets interesting.
Definitely.
Now, the book isn't just about her character though.
Okay.
It also talks about her legacy,
Right.
like what she left behind. And Walker, he portrays her life as, full of purpose and integrity, grace, like those are the words he uses,
Right.
which again kind of ties back into that image of the magnolia.
That enduring bloom.
Yeah, it's not a flower that wilts quickly.
Right.
So what do you think, like how does that affect the reader?
Well, I think it makes you stop and think, about what really matters in life.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get distracted by achievements
Right,
or how
yeah.
things look on the outside,
Yeah.
But this book, it's like it's quietly suggesting that her impact really came from, the way she lived every day,
Sure.
her values, and sticking to those, kind of like that magnolia, right? You can count on it. It blooms every year, steady,
I like that, yeah.
strong.
Makes you think about our own legacies,
Exactly.
right? I mean, what are we going to leave behind?
That's the question, isn't it? Yeah.
If it's through big actions or just like being kind to people, little moments of strength.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think this book, it probably speaks to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like the people who value that quiet strength. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not about being flashy.
Right.
It's about the substance,
Yeah.
living a life of substance.
Exactly. That's really well put.
Thank you.
So, her name is Magnolia. So it really is a beautiful reflection on what it means to live a life and,
Right.
based on your values.
Yeah.
Just like that magnolia that stands tall no matter what's going on around it.
Right.
So as we finish up today, I have a question for you and for anyone listening.
Okay.
If you had to choose a symbol to represent your own values, what would it be
Ooh.
and why?
That's a good one.
Yeah, something to think about, right?
I'll have to ponder that one.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for joining me for this deep dive today.
You're welcome. It was a good one.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
All right, take care.
You too.